Well, let's bring in our head of the Platte River Fitness Series. Trudy Merritt wasn't able to make it in because you got torrential rains where you are, but we're so glad to have you joining us via the phone line this morning. Trudy, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to hear. How much rain did you get out your way?
You know, I'm not really sure, but it was the speed at which it fell that causes the problems for those of us that live in the canyons.
Yeah, it doesn't probably take too much of a downpour to make things awfully muddy and difficult to negotiate with a vehicle, yep. Even a good one, huh?
Yep, that's right.
All right. Well, we're glad you're safe and able to call in this morning and talk about the remaining races. We have June is the biggest month, of course, with jam-packed every week with races, and then July backs off a little bit. I was trying to remember, what was the one we had in July?
Well, we had three, actually.
Okay.
So July is also a really, really busy month for us. We had the 4th of July race, and then we had the Lincoln County Fair 5K on the 19th, which was the launch for the Lincoln County Fair, which was a great success. I think the fair was greatly successful as well. And then just this last Saturday, we had our traditional color run, which was a lot of fun. That's a really great family event. And so July was busy as well, but we begin to slow down as we move toward the school year.
Okay, and you've got one coming up this Saturday. It's Whitaker's Way. It's honoring our former mayor, Jim Whitaker, and celebrates the value of trails to our community. Tell us a little bit about this race coming up Saturday.
You know, it's a really special race. Jim Whitaker was a lifetime runner and deeply passionate about running. He really, in a lot of ways, was sort of the pioneer, along with several other runners, of the running community in North Platte. He founded a local running group that no longer exists, but it served well, you know, in earlier years, called ACES. And Jim also really believed that a community was made better by the presence of trails. And so he did a lot of work on getting trails started in North Platte and then continuing to help see them grow. And, of course, served our city not only as a local small business owner, but also, of course, as our mayor.
And this race will begin and end at Occasions, which is 125 East North Lake Road. And it takes you on a scenic tour of Whitaker's Way, as it is known. And the trail system incorporates the MPPD Canal Trail and travels to the scenic overlook south of North Platte. So you not only get good exercise, you get a breathtaking view, huh?
You do. Those that do the 10K will get the best view for sure, because they'll be up by the top of Whitaker's Way. But that whole canal system, the trail that runs along it, we are truly blessed that NPPD opens that space for our community. You know, they do it all along their trail system, mm-hmm. not just at Lake Maloney, but of course within North Platte as well, because we know that it's a canal, but it still is a pretty venue, and it's really pleasant, especially the trail out by the lake. It's just, there's lots of pretty things to see. So it is a very special venue and a very, very pretty one.
And all people have to do to get signed up for this, they can do it ahead of time online at PlatteRiverFitness.com and look for that particular race.
And
yep, click on it.
Friday at 4.
Is that the cutoff?
Yep, that's the cutoff for online registration.
They're
more than welcome to register race day, and that starts at 6:30 there at Occasions. So if folks are not sure of their plans and become more sure as race race day approaches, if the online entries are closed, they are more than welcome to register race morning.
Okay, just show up between 6:30 and 7, get signed up, and the race starts at 7:30 out at Occasions. And then, that looks like, is that the only one in August? That's the only one I saw.
It is. It is the only one in August. Then we, you know, we traditionally try to leave the rest of August open. Families need to get reintegrated back into a school schedule.
Right.
Our high school athletes begin their cross-country season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good time to take that break. People are taking last-minute vacations as well right before school begins. So we try to give folks a little bit of a break before we start right back in September.
Mm-hmm. And then September, you have the Doggy Dash 5K and Puppy Mile. I like the names. I mean, are you the one they think of these cute names for these races?
I don't get credit for that. Our wonderful, wonderful team of race directors comes up with those names. And the Doggy Dash is extra special because it is the one and only race where we can allow dogs on the course. Actually, the dogs are the star of the show. This one is produced and organized by and then benefits Community Connections. So it benefits both its substance abuse program and its mentoring program. And they do just such a phenomenal job of creating an environment that's perfect for dog lovers. Everything is pretty much centered around dogs. The dogs, there's a costume contest. There's actually awards for the dogs that finish with their runners. And there's placing for the dogs. So it really is all about dogs on September 6th.
Now, you don't, and you can't, it says you can bring your favorite canine running partner, or you can run by yourself. So if you don't have a dog, you might feel left out, though. If you might want to you know, see if you can borrow somebody's dog and say, yeah, how would you like me to give your dog some exercise, right?
That might be a good idea. You know, we live in a community that really loves dogs. And so, truly, if you don't have one, you might want to borrow one. But no, you don't have to have a dog to run, obviously. But it is really what makes this event special. We don't allow dogs on in any of our other events, so this one truly is unique.
Take advantage. Get your dog out.
That's right.
You betcha. There'll be prizes for largest pack of runners, best pack theme, and the best dressed dog. So, yeah, get your dog all dooted out. I'm sure some pictures in the past would be fun to go through, too, and I'm sure you have memories of that, too. What are some cute things that you remember from past Doggy Dashes?
It is amazing how you can find costumes for dogs. That's actually a thing.
It is.
So, it is a thing. So people find them. Last year we had runner Laura Dickinson. She's a physical therapist. She was all decked out in of course, we're getting to football season by that point. So she was decked out, corn head and all. And then her dog was a tiny one. So the dog was in a wagon that was decked out for the Huskers. We've had dogs in tutus. We've had dogs dressed as movie stars. We've had dogs dressed as other kinds of animals. And then, of course, the pack, they're humans, usually dressed in something that goes right along with the dog. So it is a tremendous amount of fun.
This will take place at Iron Horse Park in North Platte again on September 6th, and that's the first Saturday in September.
It is.
Correct on that. And again, they can register online ahead of time. Do you cut that off the day before as well?
Yep, the Friday before it at 4. Yep, and then race day registration that morning before the event. We do also use, we'll start in Iron Horse Park and then head out up onto the other end of MPPD Trail. So folks doing both of the races get sort of the best views of MPPD Trail in two different directions. So that's really nice as well.
Mm-hmm. You get a race race swag that includes a long sleeve t-shirt and says all participating dogs must be on a 6 foot or shorter leash. And they ask that you keep your puppies home, I guess. So they might just get in the way a little bit, huh?
No, they can. We don't want anybody to trip over somebody else's leash. So.
Right. For sure. All right. So that's the, is that the only one in September then?
That is.
Okay. And then we're on Lake to Lake Relay, October 11th. Is that the next one?
Yep, that is. There are two races in October. The Lake to Lake Relay is a very fun relay race. Again, a very, it's the only one in our series that is a relay race. Relay racing is really popular, and Lake to Lake brought it to North Platte. We're probably, I think this is our 11th or 12th year for the Lake to Lake. And athletes form teams of two, three, or four. They mm-hmm. start at the golf course and Sutherland, and again, using MPPD's road and trail, we run all the way to Lake Maloney in eight legs of a relay. And again, costumes are definitely in order, and people have incredible creativity and innovation with their costumes. So the Lake to Lake Relay is truly unique and very, very fun.
So you said there's eight legs, so what do you do? Like if you have a team of three, then you run a leg and then you go ahead and get ready to run another leg, or how does that work?
So there is a parallel driving route, and so then points, checkpoints where athletes will switch out after the legs are usually somewhere between 3 and 4 miles each, and the total is about 23 miles, and so they swap out runners at the checkpoint, then the drivers get back on the road, drive to the next checkpoint, swap out runners, and so it literally is a true relay race, except instead of, you know, just passing a baton, you have to swap out runners, and then they actually do have to carry something that they exchange at the exchange point.
Very, very interesting, and that one, again, is October 11th, starts at the Sutherland Golf Course, Oregon Trail Golf Course there, just south of the interstate, and they can sign up online until the day before, same deal there.
Yep.
And or just show up on the race day registration for packet pickup and registration the morning of from 6:30 to 7:30. Of course, by that time, the good thing about that is it's probably not going to be blistering hot on the morning of October 11th. So,
right.
And probably not going to get blistering hot either. So,
it's usually actually really beautiful. Mm-hmm. We have sometimes had some problems with rain or something like that, but typically the weather for this race is quite lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fall, so the colors have changed, and it is really a beautiful run.
Mm-hmm. And then online you have a information packet that people can click on to and get acquainted with the rules and information.
Yep.
For that one, like you said, a little bit different relay format on that. And then Power of Purple 5K run for RDAP is October 25th at Cody Park.
That's a new event this year. So RDAP reached out and asked if they could create a run for awareness for the work that they do. And so we'll be helping them and guide them along. And it should be a really great time for people to come out, do the thing that they love to do, but also support a really good cause.
Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar. What does RDAP stand for?
So RDAP is our local rape and domestic abuse program.
Okay.
So they are a program that supports women in those crisis situations. They provide services, a long list of important services to women and children in our community.
Okay. Sign up online until the day before or show up on race day, October 25th at Cody Park at 7:30 for registration and packet pickup, and the race will begin at 8:30 sharp. And then we wind things up with the Turkey Trot 5K and Family Mile on November 27th.
Yep, we have two holiday races in November and December, so the Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving morning. It is a fantastic tradition. It is always one of our largest events, and so they can come get on their feet before they eat on Thanksgiving, and then we conclude our 2025 season on December 6th with our annual Jingle Bell Run. The Jingle Bell Run is one of the, well, it along with the triathlon is the originating events of the Platte River Fitness Series, and again, a very one of our largest events, and a really great way to celebrate the holidays and family and fitness.
And of course, they want to keep up on these and get more information, just go to platteriverfitness.com, and you have an excellent website there that is very, very easily navigable. To find what you need and click on the things to get signed up or just get more information about each of the races. Generally, these cost $28, I've noticed, usually, on most of these.
Yep. That's our typical for a typical road run. That's our rate. We work mm-hmm. really hard with our race directors and our partners to keep that fee as low as possible, because we realize people are doing a lot of these, but it's a $28 investment in good health, and we think that it's well worth mm-hmm. it. Some of our events are a little bit more expensive because they're specialty events and they cost a little bit more to put on, but mm-hmm. we are well below the average entry fee across the nation, and we really hold that as a value to try to make it as inexpensive as we can and also still benefit the organizations mm-hmm. that put them on.
How many people are involved in actually organizing the race, and about how many hours per race would you estimate you invest in getting these things ready and making sure they go off without any headaches?
Well, we do have 19 events this year. That fluctuates, give or take a race or two. And each race has a race director. Mm-hmm. That race director then has probably a team of maybe a half dozen people who help them organize and host the race. And the hours put in are way more than people even begin to imagine. There is so much that goes into hosting a race. It's countless hours of honestly very hard work. And so we never ever want to underappreciate the work of race directors, because mm-hmm. they're trying to do that work for a cause or an organization that they deeply believe in. So they're very committed, and it's challenging, and it's challenging in a small community with, you know, limited resources to continue after 4 years to continue to find the resources and the volunteers needed. So mm-hmm. It's a really valuable thing that they do. And the thing about our races is that I think makes it unique in terms of fundraising for the organizations is that there's such a mutuality. The event is supporting their organization or cause, mm-hmm. but their organization, in turn, is also gifting our community with these opportunities for fitness and well-being. So it really is a mutually beneficial relationship that the race has with the race organizers and the fitness series. So mm-hmm. We think that that's kind of, or I do, I should say, think that that's its magic, is that there's this mutual positivity mm-hmm. from both sides, but it is a lot of work and very nerve-wracking to put on a race.
Well, for sure, and that Lake to Lake, that probably, I'm guessing that you have to go over the course and map that out and put cones up and all the things over, you know, 23-mile course. That's no easy task.
It is not. I have to shout out Leland and Kathy Poppy are the organizers who do that part of the race work. It is an enormous task because it's, you know, they're putting out, you know, maybe 40 or 50 signs. They're putting out aid stations, 8 different places. They've got to make sure the porta potties are where they're supposed to be. And then they actually follow the route because the runners get very spread out over the course of the run. And so some teams are really fast and some teams are more leisurely. And so they really get all the credit for the work of the Lake to Lake and setting up the course.
Mm-hmm. Well, founder and director of the Platte River Fitness Series has joined us on the phone today, Trudy Merritt. Trudy, thanks so much for joining us, and we will look forward to highlighting these and talking about how the Whitaker's Way race went when you join us, hopefully in studio, the end of next month, okay?
Yeah, maybe it'll stop raining.
Always a possibility, but we'd rather have the good rains than drought, for sure. So
yep.
Thank you very much. Thank Enjoy you. The rest of your day, your week, and the rest of July. Just 2 days left, okay?
You as well.
Okay, take care.